Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and sisters, there are 31,102 scriptural verses in the Bible. Throughout these 31,102 verses, there are some repeated messages. There are some consistent messages given by God to man in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Some of the consistent messages found throughout the Bible are: God is holy, God is merciful, God is with us, grace is greater than sin, and the message to love one another. But one of the most repeated messages given by God to man in the Bible is the message, don't be afraid. You and I, if we consistently read our Bibles, will find the message, don't be afraid, over and over again. For instance, when God told Abraham to leave his father's house and go to a land that he would show him, God said to Abraham, don't be afraid. When God sent Moses to Pharaoh to tell Pharaoh to let his people go, God told Moses, don't be afraid. When Nehemiah was rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, God told Nehemiah, don't be afraid. When the children of Israel were on their way to the promised land, God told the children of Israel, don't be afraid. When Joshua took over the leadership of the Israelites after Moses had died, God told Joshua, don't be afraid. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Zacharias in the temple, the angel told Zacharias, don't be afraid. When the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary with the news that she was going to conceive the Christ, the Son of the Living God, Gabriel tells Mary, don't be afraid. When Jesus walked on the water to the disciples whose ship was caught up in a terrible storm, the first thing he said to them was, don't be afraid. When Mary saw Jesus after his resurrection, he told her, don't be afraid. And when the Apostle Paul commissioned Timothy to the work of the ministry, Paul told Timothy that God had not given us the spirit of fear. In other words, the command was not to be afraid. This command has been consistent in the Bible. Well, Pastor Wood, why does God consistently repeat this message of don't be afraid throughout the Bible? Why does God try to hammer home to us this important message? Let me try to help some of us out. I believe that the reason God consistently repeats this message is because he knows that one of the greatest weapons that the enemy uses against us is the weapon of fear. The enemy knows that if he can overcome us with fear, that we will never live out the life of faith that God has called us to. My brothers and sisters, fear paralyzes people. Fear frustrates and imprisons people. And listen to me good. Life is filled with situations and circumstances that cause man anxiety and fear. You don't believe me? It starts out in the early years of life when we are children, being afraid of the dark, being afraid of the boogeyman, and also even becoming afraid of animals. In teenage years, we are afraid of failure. We are afraid of rejection. We're afraid of not maturing properly and not being prepared for college or life on our own. In our adult years, we fear going to the doctor, receiving immunizations. We fear the lack of finances. We fear marital issues. We fear sickness. And come on, don't we fear death? Just living this thing called life presents and causes us to wrestle with this thing called fear. And let me say right here that I don't care how much you read your Bible and how much you pray, or even how close you think you are to God. There are some situations that life will usher into your life that will cause you some moments of anxiety and fear. Am I right about it? This truth is clearly seen in how many of us are dealing with and handling the coronavirus pandemic. Some of us are so afraid of the virus that we are afraid to look out of our windows in fear of being exposed to the virus. Lord have mercy. Life is filled with people and things that cause us to fear. But I thank God that He included in the canon of Scripture Psalm 27. I am glad that God inspired David to write down the words that are found in our scriptural text for today. God could not have chosen a better person who was qualified to speak to us on the subject of fear and anxiety. Let's quickly overview David's resume to see why he is well qualified to address the issue of fear. Remember David as a boy tending his father's sheep had to deal with the fear of facing a lion and a bear. As a young man, David faces Goliath, the giant from Gath, when everybody else was afraid to fight against him. David has to deal with the fear of King Saul, who was trying his best to kill him. David has to deal with the fear of what God was going to do to him because of his adulterous affair with Bathsheba and the killing of her husband, Uriah. David had to deal with the fear that comes from being attacked by the enemies of Israel. David, yes, David knows how it feels to have to wrestle and face fear and anxiety. But New Providence and friends, in spite of all the situations, in spite of all the scenarios that David found himself in throughout his life, David still had the spiritual fortitude and assurance to write the words found in Psalm 27. David, in essence, says to us, after all the things I've been through, after all the hard times I have experienced, after all the troubling situations I have had to face in my life, I know that the only reason that I have survived and thrive through them all is because I know who God is. That's what David would say to us. I know who God is. I know who God is to me. Well, David, who is God to you? I'm glad you asked me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? David says here in Psalm 27 that the Lord is his light, his salvation, and his strength. David says, God is my light. And brothers and sisters, David had seen some dark days in his life. He had experienced times when it was so dark that he could not see his way. But in the dark moments of his life, he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord heard his cry and brought light to his darkness. And I don't know about you, but I too have seen some dark days in my life. But I thank God that he brought light into my darkness. And guess what? Guess what? God did not always bring a big light into my darkness. Sometimes he allowed just a night light to shine in my darkness, which gave me just enough light to help me find my way out of the darkness that I was trapped in. David said, Lord, have mercy. The Lord is my light and my salvation. In other words, David was saying that even during the times that I had to wrestle with fear, I trusted God to be my salvation. I knew that if I trusted him, that he would help me conquer my fears and overcome all my enemies. The Apostle Paul said it like this: neither is there salvation in any other, for there is one name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. David said, I know who God is to me. He is my light. He is my salvation. And he is my strength. David is telling us in Psalm 27, that he would not have made it. He would have not faced and conquered his fears without the strength that God had given him. David knew that divine supernatural strength was given to him by God to overcome all of his fears. And I'm so glad to let somebody who is watching and listening to me today. I'm so glad you're watching and listening. I'm here to let you know that you too have the same supernatural strength available to you to combat your fears. Where, Pastor Wood, can I find this supernatural strength? The songwriter wrote these words. He said, the blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength. Oh, yeah. From day to day, it will never, never lose its power. David tells us that when he has to face his fears, that he knows that he has some help, because he knows who God is. The Lord is. That's what he said. The Lord is my light, my salvation, and my strength. Secondly, David says, when I face the fears and uncertainties that come with living this thing called life, that I will be confident. Lord, have mercy. In other words, David is saying that I know what God has already done in my past. David says in verse 3 of our text, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Confident is defined by dictionary.com as having a strong belief or full assurance. The Merriam-Webster dictionary defines confident as full of conviction, certainty, having or showing assurance and self-reliance. My brothers and sisters, David in essence says that I will be confident when I face the fears and uncertainties of life. Why, David, will you be confident? Because God has a good track record with me. God has already proven to me that I can trust and depend upon him. David tells us in verse 2, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, God cause them to stumble and fall. In other words, God has already proven, he's already established a track record in my life that he can help me overcome all my fears and my enemies. And because of this, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Even if war should rise against me, I have a reason to have confidence. All I have to do is to look back over my life at all the times that God has fought for me, and all the times that God has delivered me. I have confidence in God's almighty power to deliver me from all my fears. And I don't know about you, but God has already done so much for me that there is no reason why I should not put my complete confidence in him. Time and time and time again, God has made a way out of no way for me. He's opened doors that were shut in my face, and he has helped me in the past overcome my enemies. And you know what I discovered? I discovered after living life that you and I need to learn how to pray. Lord, help us. Lord, rescue us. Lord, deliver us. Lord, I put my total confidence and trust in you. And finally, David tells us here in Psalm 27 that he will not fear and that he will be confident. Then David says, because I will not let fear get the best of me, and because I will remain steadfast in my godly confidence, there is only one thing left that I must do. I must rejoice in the God of my salvation. In other words, David says, I will rejoice. David says, beginning in verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. David knew the value of showing up to the temple for public worship. He knew that if he could just get to church, that he could be ushered into the presence of God. And there are many of us who are watching and listening today who can echo the words of David. found here in this text. As the result of the coronavirus, we have been absented from public worship now for a year. For some of us, we hope that soon we will be able to come back to church to worship publicly with one another. Many of us miss the Christian fellowship. We miss watching others receive their much needed deliverance. We miss the feelings of joy that emanate out of being able to worship corporately. We miss hearing the amens and the thank you Jesuses and the holy is the Lord. And as a result of the pandemic, now some of us realize the importance of being able to physically come to church. David says that he has discovered that in the time of trouble, God shall hide him in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. Shall he hide me? He shall set me up upon a rock. And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that when trouble comes my way, that I have and you have a rock to stand upon. The songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the hold the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. He said, on Christ. I said, on Christ. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground, I said all other ground, is sinking sand. David, in closing, says, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. He said, therefore, will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy? I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. David is telling us in Psalm 27 that we must know who God is, and that we must remember what God has already done. So David tells us, I might as well rejoice in the God of my salvation. I might as well sing praises unto the Lord. Why, David? Why will you rejoice? Because there is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he can do for you. And as I close this morning, I dare somebody who is watching and listening today to change your perspective about your life and what's going on in your life. I dare you to rejoice that God is still on the throne. rejoice that he has the power to turn your life around. Rejoice when trials come. Rejoice when you get a bad report from the doctor. Rejoice when finances are low. Rejoice when even they give you a pink slip on your job. I dare you to rejoice. Somebody sitting at home or on the job or in your car needs to open up your mouth and thank God. Say thank you, thank you, thank you for all you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. I will not fear. I will be confident. Lord, have mercy. I will rejoice. David says it like this. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay's Arena, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.